Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi everyone and welcome to this week's Snowcast here in Phil Grimes. We've actually got quite a big crowd around the table this evening. It's me, DJ Walsh here, joined by Owen Tabb on my right as always, co-host.
Eight people?
Yeah, I'm going to go clockwise around the table. Is this clockwise or counterclockwise? I don't know anyway.
Counter.
We're going to go clockwise around the table. I'm DJ Walsh here.
No, you're not.
I want to go this way around the table. DJ Walsh here, Owen Tabb, Owen, how are you getting on?
Good, yeah. It's
good here. Saturday night is unusual for us.
Semi-unusual, gone.
So Owen's on the mic, then we've got the power couple of Kerry joining us as well, but they're on the microphones. They're just observing from the background. We've got Pat, Maura's boyfriend, Mock's boyfriend, who I don't know his surname. What's Pat's surname?
Brown.
Pat Brown. Padraig de Bruin there, right? He's there telling us stories about all the boys doing the Oaks. And we got Mock there who supplies the Oaks for the boys. Mock has been the previous social media manager for the Snowcast. She got fired after one night but took a lovely photo. In this exact spot, actually. And we're joined tonight. Actually, we're not joined for the first time tonight or ever by my brother Ian. But it's his first appearance on the podcast, but his second time being featured on the podcast. Ian, how is the advertising agency going?
Oh, it's great to be here, lads. We're just checking the scores, see how we're getting on. But the advertising agency is going good.
Yeah.
CustomBallyClavis.com had record sales this week. So there's a lot less ugly cunts in Cork City and County this week.
Very good, very good. And Ian's fiance and my fiance are having a conversation in the background. They have fucking zero interest in what's going on in the podcast.
Unsociable cunts.
Unsociable cunts, but beautiful, beautiful unsociable cunts.
Good save.
Taking a fuck you from me. And then finally, on the microphone, a veteran of the Snowcast, a man whose opinion is usually full of shit, but we love him anyway, Simon Cahoon. It's actually been a while since you've been on.
Yeah, it's been a good while. Last time, a couple of months in.
Yeah, you've done a half Ironman in the meantime.
I did, yeah. It took me since last time. Yeah,
actually, and he's just finished.
Just out of interest, Ian, what's Simon's surname?
It's not how it's spelled anyway.
There you go.
Go on, give it a go.
Simon Kaluhan.
Yes!
Nailed it first time.
Close enough. Definitely not first time.
Myself and Ian had one or two too many one night, and in the taxi home, Ian sent a voice message on my phone to Simon, trying to pronounce his surname. And
the first time I spoke to Simon.
Yeah, I think it was about a 33 second long voice message, just you trying to pronounce his surname, so... We got there in the end. So in Phil Grimes, lads, regular listeners of Snowcast need no introduction to Phil Grimes, but Ian, it's your second time ever in Phil Grimes. What's your take on this majestic Waterford pub?
Lovely pub, looks like a pub, smells like a pub, is a pub.
Concise as ever. Yeah,
we're
trying to get fucking about 50 minutes worth of content here. Like, if this cunt's going to be that concise,
no,
for the night.
No, It might not be true, but it's definitely a fact.
Mark, what's your take on Phil Grimes there? Give it, talk a bit loud there so the people can hear you. She's quite a quiet girl. Go on, give us your take on Phil Grimes.
What's your take on Phil Grimes? St.
Joseph's. Oh, there we go.
Really, really cozy.
Cozy, cozy.
If I go like this, can you hear me?
Probably not. I don't know, to be honest, because it's currently recording.
Please don't do that.
Yeah. So here we're going. Owen, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm on the Rastel's Green Ball.
Yeah.
That Simon.
The Rack 'em Up series.
Rack 'em Up series, and that Simon didn't believe was a series. So as before, I've told Simon that I've had blue balls, but he hasn't believed
but
me.
But never agreed. So, yeah. You should see someone about
it. Yeah. So, if only we knew a doctor. If only we knew a real life doctor.
So tonight when I told him I had green balls, he was about to check me out.
Yeah.
It's good. It's a bit heavy.
Yeah, it's a Belgian style pale ale, so it's heavy enough. Yeah. What is it, 6.5%? Feeling every percentage of it.
Blow my mind, in
fairness. And that's a collaboration between them and someone.
I can't think of whoever.
We'll tag them in the social media. Just for completeness sake, Pat's on the Viking cider there. Pat, you're enjoying us, yeah?
Bit bitter, but it's fine.
Bit bitter, but it's fine, he says, yeah. That's good. And Mock's on the Prosecco on tap.
She's loving it.
A Sonia Norman classic.
Yeah.
Ian, you don't know what you're drinking tonight.
I'm on Kieran Ichiban, who is also a mediocre Thai golfer. I'm not going to talk about this point. I'm going to talk about a previous point in Grady's.
So we were in Grady's yard before.
Green
we came
Zebra.
Here. Green Zebra.
It's delightfully tart and slightly sweet.
Oh!
With a touch of watermelon and salt, and it was fucking.
That was the nicest point I've ever had.
It was very, very nice. I had a sip of that, that was very nice though. Watermelon's not for everyone, but it's for us.
And a summer's day after a round of golf with Kieran Ichiban. Beat him by a couple of strokes. Went for a few green zebras.
You know, if you beat Kieran Ichiban by a few strokes, you know,
you're not a winner. If you went for a round of golf with a tie Ichiban, I'd say you'd have a few strokes, all right.
It won't be a happy ending, I tell you that much.
Ellen, you're on the rhubarb gin. Me, if you're on the 7-Up. And Simon, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm on the Tip Tango.
Classic.
Classic. Right. I got it because... Do you know there was that one in the summer that tasted like a lollipop? A nice lolly. What was the one? You know there was that
Super Soaker.
Yeah, Super Soaker, right? Yeah. So, and that's finished. And I saw it on top. I was like, oh, amazing. It's that Super Soaker stuff that's supposed to be delicious from the summer. And it's not. Unfortunately, it's a totally different drink.
It's completely different. It is a kind of fruity Super Session tale.
Yeah. They call it a Super Session. Yeah, it's fine. It's all right. Easy drinking.
And I'm also on the Kieran Ichiban. It's Japanese premium lager. It's delicious, really light, goes down easy, and it comes in these massive glasses. Like, oh, yeah. you were debating whether or not I was getting like pint and a half.
It's like a barrel.
That seems like 1.3.
1.3 pints.
Pints, like, you know. I'm not happy.
I'm very happy. So is Ian. Ian's got like a goblet.
I'm not happy at home in Colorado. Just scored a touchdown, so I need another field goal to cover my bet.
So, George,
how long is that?
I feel like Ian's not fully invested in this snow course at the moment.
Throughout this podcast, we're going to get a taste for Ian's gambling addiction. I think it's going to be glorious. The highs and lows of gambling will be observed throughout this podcast. So we're here with Phil Grimes, and just before we get into the main heat of the subject, I'm going to bring up a Snugcast classic that I'm going to ask around the table. Owen, I'm going to bypass you for this question. I'm going to ask Pat and Maura between them. I want to know, guys, would you rather be a ghost or a dog? Now, Maura looks like absolutely abhorred by this subject, but...
Oh, it's an easy question.
Wait your turn.
Oh, right.
For a podcast, you need to speak, lads. You need to go on, Pat. Have a word there with your woman.
I think the ghost, you can go anywhere you want. Like.
Yeah.
That's what I like
about it, yeah. But I suppose Maura would be a dog because, like, if you're a ghost, can you get the ride? Like, do you know?
Cuddles, like that.
But you're like, some people have a great affection for ghosts, like, you know. Casper shifted that jungle one.
Yeah. Casper,
yeah. Yeah.
That's why you go for ghost.
Yeah, you have a kind of Casper hidden you, alright. Yeah, like,
I find
of the rebels.
No.
Right, so Pat's a ghost. Mara's a dog. Ian, you said it's an easy.
It's a dog all day.
Dog all day. Any reason why you're?
I'll give it three reasons. One, if you're a ghost, you can't be touched.
Yeah, fair point.
Yeah. Two, dogs are the best creatures on the earth.
I agree with that.
Three, if you're a ghost, you can't be touched.
Seen a pattern here. Ellen, if you're a ghost, you can't be touched. Does that mean that you want to be a ghost? You want to be a dog? Ellen wants to be a dog. Neve, would you rather be a ghost or a dog?
She doesn't like being
touched. No, like, imagine you're a ghost, you've got a massive horn. Like, what the fuck are you going to do with it?
Ectoplasm everywhere.
Take another ghost. Yeah. She can't
touch her. Ian's a dog, Ellen's a dog, Neve's a dog. Simon, would you rather be a ghost or a dog?
Dog.
Any reason why?
Fuck ghosts. Don't like them.
You want to be a dog so you can fuck a ghost?
No.
That's the point, you can't fuck a ghost.
I think we were pretty much inconclusive. We kind of said ghost. What if you could be the ghost of a dog?
Yeah, dog ghost.
Oh, I'd hate that.
Yeah. Sorry, Simon.
Oh, you are.
I'd hate that.
Perfect. So, basically, we were there during the week, we were having a conversation. A conversation me and Ian actually have quite frequently is based around my stag do. Ian's going to be the best man for our wedding. So, Ian's tasked with organising the stag do. And I just want to know, guys, like, the big debate is always domestic or foreign stag do.
Oh, hold on, we have the best man ever here. He's been on a million stag
do. Simon, for the record, like, guys, Simon has a group of friends that go on a stag do every year, regardless of whether someone's getting married.
Oh, yeah,
or not.
It's true.
So, Simon, as the most experienced man around the table, despite your abhorrent hatred of ghosts.
Now hold on, I think we should go the other way around.
The least
experienced around, right? And I think we should end up with the most experienced.
Mara. Ian, as someone who you've been on one stag do,
I've been on one stag, yeah. Ellen's brother, Gary. Shout out Gary and Teresa, just had a baby. Baby Lucas, respect.
He's not dead, but, you don't have to fight. Oh, I wish we got a picture of that.
We went to Cardiff, and seriously, like, you could not pick a better spot for a stag.
Didn't you pick that for me? So?
I want to work on the tan for the wedding, cuz. No, but Cardiff, it's Cardiff is a big city.
Yeah.
Small town.
Been there, yeah.
Fact. But all the pubs are just in one area, and it's just, it's reckless over there. It's like Liverpool on steroids.
Cardiff is quality.
You pop her at 2 o'clock. You have, I think it's called Coyote Ugly or something, at 5 o'clock. They strip on the bear. Yeah. While you're eating your fucking breast of mine, Ellen blocked her ear.
I didn't know if you were yawning or just shocked.
And then we went.
He was yawning.
Karaoke.
You get a breast in the face with your breast in the bone.
And then you go to extracurricular activities. I may have only been on one stag, but I will say the stags abroad are definitely better stags than Ireland.
So what you're saying is Ellen's brother is a horn dog.
I plead the fifth.
Owen.
Hang on, do you count that as I know this is a daft question, I know it is a different country, but like, I wouldn't really consider from Ireland going to Cardiff. Like, it's so close.
Yeah, but that's because you're British, though.
Yeah. Like, you still think
that Ireland's part of Britain, though.
I count being here as fucking abroad. I wish I cared it.
Fair point. Like, I know, of course, I know it is.
I know, it's just a
fair point. But do you know what I mean? It's not like you've gone to Spain.
Well, you do have to get on a plane to get there. And
it's a ferry, but you get a ferry if you like.
Well, you can get a ferry to Spain, like.
Yeah, alright, fair point.
Thanks to you, lads, you can get the coffin ship to Canada as well, but you're like,
Simon,
we are where we are.
Spending euros tonight, I was spending pounds in Canada.
Yeah, fair enough.
What do you mean?
Two good points.
Owen, What's your take on the domestic versus the foreign stag?
I've only been on one stag as well.
Peter Dad's.
Oh, I've been on two stags, sorry. I've been on two stags. So I've been on Peter Dad's, and I've been
Peter Dad's
in a stag in Manchester as well.
I think we need to discuss Peter Dad's stag like as an amazing occasion. So, like, so picture the scene.
I'm going to leave that to your
okay.
Okay. So
tell us about Manchester.
The stag I was on in Manchester.
That's also foreign, by the way, Simon.
Okay, yeah.
Was.
It's a different country again.
It was tame-ish enough, but I was ossified, like, I was absolutely out of my mind.
You did us proud.
Okay, so I think the problem with that stag was that one of the activities was a beer tasting. So, like, the beer tasting aspect, like, you're drinking every hour of the day. Like, you need a break. From the drink,
you need to walk to a different pub. Like
you need something to break you from drinking. Like you wake up in the morning and you're fucking having a drink with the pancakes and, like for breakfast. You know what I mean? And then
Doug has the pancake and pint.
Yeah, exactly. That's their classic. But like having a beer tit, I was out of my mind. I couldn't see like myself. In the mirror, in the bathroom, it was ludicrous.
We've all been there. More and more.
We're going here tonight. But anyway, so that was out of this world. But the great thing that we did do on that one was an escape room. I found that was fucking top notch. Like everyone was absolutely ossified. Like it's so fucking everyone's like, you know, like really I think it's actually very, very funny because like everyone is so fucking out of their mind drunk, right? But like really, really trying to think hard. Do you know, like it's like, you know, like everyone's trying to be like, oh, no, we'll work this out. But absolutely,
it's like being in foundation maths.
Yeah.
We went on Pete the Dad's stag.
Yeah.
For the listeners, Pete the Dad is this guy that, basically the story behind it was, he was working with us. He was working in the same place that we worked and we ended up playing tag rugby with him for 10 weeks. We only knew the guy for 10 weeks.
Has anyone ever been sent off tag rugby? Just out of interest.
We might come back to that topic later. That's not relevant to the current topic. So Peter Dad, we knew him for 10 weeks and he basically, when he was organising his stag, said to his best man, will you please invite these two lads, they will absolutely go cracked on the stag, and that was the two of us. So we knew him for 10 weeks and we ended up in a stag party. And was it Dundalk or somewhere? I can't even remember where it was, but we started off in Dublin and we went foot golf somewhere.
Holt?
We had foot golf in Holt and we ended up in the back in town. But it was just like that, similar enough, it was wreck, like early on the beer. We brought cans to fuck off. We did the Paris Proud. It was a bleak drive back down though the next day.
It was.
Yeah, there wasn't a word spoken between us. But Holt was quite good, the fuck off was quite good.
Yeah, I hate Holland's a lovely place. Good place for a
stag. Well, like the foreign stag, I think, is to be 100% honest with you, the pros and cons are, one of the pros is, and Ian, you'll attest to this trying to organise my one, the foreign stag is nearly cheaper and easier to organise than the domestic stag.
It's definitely cheaper, because I was looking up Galway, because me and Galway are fucking good friends.
Like, listen, I'd love a roasting dove sesh.
No, but the thing is, the price in Ireland are so inflated, because, like, I booked the apartments in Portugal for 30, 6 people, room, 5 room, 6 people.
Yeah.
And I think it's 74.50 or 75.50 per person. But if you were to book the same weekend in Ireland, in Killarney it was €214 and in Galway it was €368.
So you're talking about 4 to 5 times the price.
And as well as that, you're paying in Portugal what you pay 1.50 €2 a pint.
Yeah.
Absolutely. In fucking Galway, you're paying €6. In Clarny, at least.
And that's all you're going to be spending any money on. So, do you know what I mean? But if that's where all the money's going, you might
exactly, yeah.
get more bang for your
and
money.
The flights are.
Tip Tango, please. Yeah.
At the moment, the flights are 100. I think they're €130. Right. So you're paying €130, €75. So you're paying €205.
You're paying just over 200 quid to go for 3 nights in Albufeira, whereas like a night
that's the price of the accommodation in Clarny, and it's half the price of the accommodation in Galway,
and then the pint will be much cheaper as well.
Exactly, yeah.
Pat, you joined us here for with our microphone. What's your experience on the domestic versus the foreign stag?
I have three domestic stags on my belt. I have Clannacilty, Dingle and Lahinch.
That's some good towns to go drinking.
Yeah,
good
towns.
So what the fuck are you going to be doing in Clannacilty?
Clannacilty is
busy. Putting sausages and rolling.
Lahinch is a deadly stag altogether. It's savage town altogether. Deadly. No leg can get lost. It's just a one straight street.
I got lost in Lahinch. That's a true story. And he found me down by the beach at like 5 a.m. in a puddle of mess.
No,
not an actual puddle, but just like a mess. Yeah.
I know he got lost in
Lahinch. Lahinch is serious. Did you go surfing in Lahinch?
Yeah, we went surfing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the lads, like Owen and St. Mary, were lads. A break activity. The lads that didn't go surfing. We're all at home by 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Didn't make the night up because they stay drinking while
they're just on the beer, yeah. You do need an activity on the stag, like, you know, you need something to do.
When I was on Ellensborough stag, me and a buddy from college who works at Ellensborough was on the stag as well, and we went playing virtual golf that day. We were drinking when we were playing, but so you wouldn't be drinking at once, so we broke it up, whereas we were fucking. We landed on Pop World, the boys were ready to go home. We were fucking mad for us, so you have to break up early.
No, Simon, like we've talked about, so Lahinch, Clannacilty, Dingle as well. I mean Dingle probably has more pubs than it has people.
Best place.
Dingle is amazing, and it's a really fucking picturesque, scenic place to go as well. So you can have cans with the most beautiful view in the world as well.
Shout out Paul Ganey.
We've talked about kind of domestic locations in Ireland. I mean, Kilkenny's great, but for us, Kilkenny's only a 25-minute train ride.
14:50
return on the train. Kilkenny is a short train ride away. Like Galway, we've mentioned, is one of the big stag destinations. Dingle, Lahinch, the West Coast is brilliant. Whereas Simon, like you and your mates, like you go to a different European city every year.
That's right.
On the stag, like
regardless of anyone getting married or not.
It's just an excuse for a weekend away. I just want to say, like, give us your experiences of some of these places and some of these like city sessions.
Yeah, so thanks for that. So I've been on a few stags I suppose when I was living in the UK, so it would have been like a stag at home. Now we've clarified that the UK is a different place to Ireland. It's handy to get that sort
of. No, we've claimed you as one of our own now. So
my stag, for example, was in Bournemouth. It was absolutely brilliant. I had a great time in the UK. I organised one, probably the worst stag I've ever been on because I organised it. Organisation wouldn't be my strong point. But that was in Bristol. Even a bad stag do is a great weekend. Like, it's no such thing as a bad one. Stag do's and blowjobs, no such thing as a bad one. Home ones are great. They've got a lot of advantages. They're easy to get to. You've got to be realistic when you're organising a stag do. Everyone's got to be able to go. You know, you don't want to price people out the market and make it complicated. But there's something magical about being abroad.
Just even going to the airport. One of the best stag do's I've ever been on actually was for a guy who's a keen listener to the podcast, Terence Croke. Shout out to Terence. Went to Terence's stag do Terence's stag do was in Killarney, and there's a couple of pubs in Killarney that are just out of this world. Killarney's an amazing spot for a stag do because like that. the vast majority of it is concentrated on one or two streets, but it's kind of broad enough that you can filter out a bit and then re kind of join as a core group, and you can split off a bit, but you have a good bit of variety there. But there's a pub in Clarny, what's it called again? I can't think of the name. It used to be a sweet shop, and now it's renovated into a pub. And the name? The name of it has escaped me now.
Jammy Jubies.
No, but it's a fucking brilliant spot.
Jim Jazz.
Jazz, you're thinking of.
Shout out Mull Navet.
If you're ever going on a stag do, I wouldn't recommend Mull Navet. Me and Ian.
I would.
Me and Ian.
I fucking definitely would.
Give the listeners your experience in Mull Navet.
So a couple of years ago, went to the Ireland semi-final, Tip Galway, Joe Canning, memorable point down the sideline to win it. Driving home, Liam driving, Darren drinking as usual. Who the fuck? Scully,
yeah.
Went on a detour to Mull Navet.
We went to Irish's in
Knocktopher
first.
Knocktopher. I had a great Guinness, actually. Fucking one of the best Guinness I've ever had. Anyway, hit the road again, head spinning down the road. Sure, we stop and fucking Mull Navet. Chipper in the middle of a wall on the side of the road. Oh no, that was
in Knocktopher.
And went to Jim Jazz.
Jim Jazz, lads. Very
if you're
Jim
looking
Jazz.
For a fucking Kill the Scully pub, it's fucking Jim Jazz.
Oh, like, it's the most.
Jim Jazz was actually in the corner, reading the paper.
Basically, the woman running the pub, Pat, you love this, like. She's standing behind the bar with, like, cow shit on her face, pair of wellies on. And like picking her nose as you tell her what pint you want, and then she goes pulls the pint with the same hand she was picked the nose.
Shit.
Ian, how's the gambling going? Give us an update. That didn't sound positive.
I have Nebraska to beat Colorado by 4 or more, and they're going to settle for a field goal with 6 remaining to put them up by 3. So
that's disappointing.
Very disappointing. Well, especially when they were winning by 17 at half time.
Has the field goal been converted yet, or are you just?
Oh fuck! Touchdown!
The field goal must have been blocked, was it?
Touch. They're winning by 6. Fucking hell, it's a miracle.
Fake field goal.
Somebody ran for a 6-yard touchdown.
Your perfect fake field goal. EA Sports.
All Ian knows is he's up a bit of money.
No, not yet. Come on.
He's on the way to being up a bit of money. So basically, we'll go around for verdict. Ian, domestic or foreign stag, what's the way to go?
Well, I don't have a lot of experience, but I have to say, it has to be a foreign stag.
Yeah.
You can't be paying fiver for a point if you're drinking all day.
Yeah.
2, the sun on your back, enjoying the crack. 3,
what in your crack, sorry? Sorry? Sun on your back, and what's happening to your
enjoying
crack?
Enjoying the crack.
Oh, enjoying the crack, okay.
3.
Three. Think something was going to happen to your crack on my
I was
side.
Thinking, yeah.
No, point 3. If you're a ghost, you can't be touched.
Yeah. That's a
fair point. Owen.
Away and home. You know what I
mean? Away and home is that?
Oh, it's fucking. It sounds like, you know, off from the travels.
Yeah, Pat, you're having the mic on, but you had the mic on earlier. What do you reckon? Domestic or foreign stag?
Domestic or foreign, like, if you lose a few bodies to a foreign stag, you keep a good crowd, you keep it. If you don't have a good lads, I say local.
Say local.
I'll be there in February if you're alone. Simon, domestic or foreign?
It's like trying to pick which is my favourite kid. I don't know. I think foreign.
Yeah, but we met you in a bus at Dublin Airport on your way back from Tallinn.
Yeah.
On your fake stag, and from what you were telling us, like,
that wasn't a stag though.
Yeah, but no. It pretty much was though.
Yeah.
They're just treating it as a stag though. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love fags.
I reckon foreign as well, either. Fuck it, it's an excuse to get out of the country. Any excuse to get out of the country.
I'm going to go foreign, but respect to anyone having a stay at home stag because they're great as well. Cheers. Stags is great.
Take it easy, cousin.
Take it easy.
Self and Owen just got drowned in a combination of green ball and Kirinichi man. Right. So I want to get your gauge your opinions and stuff, because you've got people here of different ages. Seven owners the same age, obviously. Simon has a couple of years on us, Ian has a couple of years to gain on us. I want to know, right? Think back to your childhood, right?
What's your favourite stag?
What's the favourite stag you've been on as a child? No, think about your early childhood and the TV shows that you were engrossed in when you came home from school, right? So, for example, different phases throughout your childhood. So, primary school for me, you came home, The Den was on, Ray Darcy was on The Den, and then it was Rugrats straight away. And, like, that was a staple. That was a staple, right?
I want to quote yourself, you soft cunt.
Oh!
I don't know where that quote came from, but...
There we go, here we
I'm
go.
I'm talking about early childhood, right?
Rugrats are fucking...
Soft bastards.
Pitiful.
Yeah,
pitiful.
But fair enough.
Soft.
But it was Rugrats like 7 and 8, and then all of a sudden Pokemon came out, and Pokemon just became the obsession of the childhood, like, you know, soft. It was a big, big, big deal. I want to know, Simon, right, you're... 3 or 4 years older than myself.
Yeah.
Right.
Did they have televisions, Simon?
Did they have televisions when you were a child?
They did, yeah. They just come in.
So what did you watch?
Right, so for me,
there was one TV in the street where we used to go and sit around and watch it, yeah.
Right, so from 5 to 12
age years ago.
What was the formative programme then?
Like, that's a big age gap. Like,
was it like Mr. Blobby or
very different? Yeah, that was on a Saturday. That was at Noel's house party, Mr. Blobby.
Noel's house party? Sounds a bit pedo.
That's where Mr. Blobby's from.
Yeah.
He was around the same time.
Is that Noel from Deal or No Deal?
Yeah. same bastard, yeah.
Same fella. Deal or No Deal?
Deal.
You're a fella that always make a deal.
So the ones that spring to mind are a bit boring, but Neighbours and Home and Away spring to mind. Like, they're the first ones that I think.
So when you were 5 years of age.
So I've got 5 to 12, right? That's a massive age gap.
Alright, so 5 to 9.
I'm not a fucking clue, mate. I cannot remember.
Right, you weren't that old.
Do you know what? I'll tell you what I used to do, maybe this shows my age. So I used to have to
finger myself.
I told you that story off there. We agreed we'd never mention it again. So I used to have to, with the VCR, I used to have to record the TV show and then have my tea in it and watch it back. And I'd do that for like The Incredible Hulk, 64, no, not the 64, it was called Charlotte The Invisible Man. And Crystal Maze, that was on a bit later.
Who's that boy? Dude,
Jasper or something.
Not Jasper. What's his name?
Oh, Jasper was Golden Boss.
Let's play some games, that guy. With a baldy head. Yeah. City of Gold, that'll be an absolute classic. City of Gold. And then, like, a bit older, like The Simpsons and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Ian, you're a couple of years younger than us.
If you don't know the answer to the one show I watched for my whole childhood, you are a terrible brother.
See, I just assumed you watched the same shit that I watched.
Nah.
Keenan and Kel.
One show. The one show I watched religiously.
See, this is the problem.
No, everybody knows this. Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z, you were big into your Dragon Ball Z.
What a fuck. Goku, oh, what a hero, RIP.
Is he dead, yeah?
I assume so. He's fucking 20 years later. Like.
Yeah, but he had a load of Dragon Balls in his arms.
What a show, what a fucking show.
You were a big fan of that. You were also a fan of Recess.
No, that was Alan. I was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Well, that's a classic, like, you know.
That's the matinee team.
That's the original Snugcast team.
Snugcast.
So Gobshite stocking shape with points.
Snugcast.
I just googled like what TV shows did I used to like. It turns out there are so many good ones.
Google knows you better than you.
Yeah. Round the Twist, Family Nest, absolute classic. Five Children in It, unbelievable. Back in 1991, Fun House with Pat Sharp. Probably about.
Alright, you're older than we are.
Puddington Peas.
Let's move on for this show.
Mike and Angelo. That was brilliant.
Art Attack is class.
Do you know the host of that day?
Biker Grove.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
He had a heart attack.
Hook, line, and sinker. He's actually in a metal band.
He had
band.
A fucking heart attack, didn't he?
He's actually in a metal band. He plays bass in a metal band. In fact. Neil Buchanan.
Yeah, he died. Heart attack, mate.
Oh, and what were your TV shows after school?
Right, so we're talking the den.
I'm talking early days now.
First of all, right, we're talking... We were talking Ray Darcy here, are we?
Ray Darcy on the den, yeah. Darcy's den.
Darcy's den, and we're talking boys. We're talking Dustin
Oh,
Turkey.
My God. You're an absolute... You're a stickler for the Renfrew Rejects, you are, I'd say.
Well, actually, hold on. Is that them or is that Nickelodeon?
I'm not sure, but you were a stickler for it anyway,
oh,
I'd say.
Man, I love
you Renfrew. Loved the Renfrew Rejects, I'd say.
After you loved Renfrew Rejects.
I don't know who else I'd say you loved. Do you know that? I can't remember the name of it. But do you know that show where your man had a watch and he goes, stop time?
Oh, the Queen's Nose.
Is that what it was?
No, there was one where he wrote...
Pat knows what I'm on
he
about.
He ran the 50p.
There was another one where your man rubbed the fucking... He had a pound coin or something.
50p. And he rubbed the Queen's Nose.
Yeah, it was called the Queen's
called
Nose.
The Queen's Nose, yeah.
If that's not a euphemism for a fucking blowjob, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Well, rub the
so
Queen's
that,
Nose.
That was an adaptation of a book by Dick King Smith. And I met Dick King Smith, and he had a world record breaking rabbit. He had the biggest fucking rabbit in the world. It's fucking massive. It's like the size of a horse. In fact.
Fuck.
Yeah, carry on.
Actually,
so you didn't mean that anyway.
So for the den, I actually enjoyed the crack that the presenters and shit had more than the actual show.
So you were into Zig and Zag and that more?
Zig and Zag, Dustin Turkey, Saki, like all those boys more than
the actual TV.
Yeah. I wasn't back then.
You're a member of the people.
Like early years, I was probably a bit into Barney. Back earlier.
Oh, yeah, that's pre-fight though.
Yeah, so back then, probably into them.
I was into Barney and Bosco back in the day, yeah.
Nickelodeon years, obviously Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, classic.
Kelly Kapowski.
Oh, yeah.
R.I.P.
I'd Kelly Hart Kapowski.
First rank, R.I.P. Oh.
You were about six.
Six deep. No, Trish Stratus.
Saved by the Bell. What was the one with the basketball again?
Oh, the NBA?
No. No. Oh, fuck, I can't remember.
Basketball. Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Fresh Prince of Bel Air is the classic.
How is that the one with the basketball?
What? It's not though. No, no, but I can't think of the one with the basketball.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
No.
What?
No.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper. Cooper. Hanging with my man, my Cooper. So funny.
New team song.
No. I love it.
Simon, you're so old.
You're so old, man, boy.
You're so old.
I said to Annie before we came out, I was like, listen, Annie, there's a good chance there's going to be loads of women coming up to me and trying to jab me up and all the rest of it. So, just
asking for your boss back.
She's like, they'll be like, oh my God, you're going bald, look at the state of you. So, I am feeling my age now. That's how I was sent out by my wife.
We'll stick together. We'll stick together. And
they're bawling.
Right, coming into the teenage years then, right? We're talking about Keenan and Kel.
Yeah. Do you remember Clarissa Explains It All?
No.
That was Sarah Michelle
Gellar.
No, not Sarah Michelle. What was the one before? No, what was the one who
was the other one?
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah.
She is... No, I don't know.
No, Sarah Michelle.
She's shattered.
What's Sabrina the Teenage Witch's name?
No, that's Buffy the Batman.
Anyways, so Sabrina Teenage Witch,
Melissa Joan Hart. Her.
Right. So we have Keena Kelly. When you were a teenager, what were the shows like? You were probably watching.
Like all of those ones, like Buffy and. Yeah.
Yeah, you
I was just watching it when I was like 25.
Buffy was probably your first spine pet, wasn't it?
No. I couldn't possibly comment on something like that.
Yeah. Ian has no problem doing it. Yeah. When you were a teenager, Ian, what was your both your TV show? It's probably Scrubs at that stage or something.
Scrubs.
Yeah.
Friends.
Yeah.
Was How I Met Your Mother released?
How I Met Your Mother was 2005, so you were 12. Yeah.
Yeah. How I Met Your Mother, yeah, great fucking show.
If I haven't
Scrubs, watch Scrubs 500 times.
Yeah. Thanks, Tom. Oh. Did you have a teenage channel? You know, was there like, you know, Scrubs would have been E4, right?
Yeah, we kind of just had E4 on at home the whole time.
Play Sports News, really? Like,
we were like Comedy Central E4.
Yeah. I wasn't a massive fan of that, to be honest. I watched it.
Alan was a big fan of it, so it just ended up on in our house, but yeah. I was never too into it. What we'll do is we're going to come back to Pimp My Ride, but
no.
First, no, before we move on to Pimp My Ride, before we go on, and first of all, I want to say it right. I just want to say a few things first before we go on. So first of all, I just want to say the Snowcast couldn't happen without the patrons of the Snowcast. So you can sponsor the Snowcast on www.patreon.com/Snowcast. Ian himself is a patron of the Snowcast, so we really appreciate everyone who donates money to the Snowcast. So that, I mean, essentially, if you're listening to this podcast and you think, I'd love to buy those guys a cup of coffee or a pint every month, you can do it through the Patreon, and it helps us keep going. Also, please follow us on social media, facebook.com/Snowcast, twitter.com/Snowcast, instagram.com/Snowcast. We love your Twitter engagement, we love your Instagram engagement, Facebook engagement. If you follow us on social media, please engage with us, we absolutely love it. And also, Owen, we had a brilliant review a couple of brilliant reviews on iTunes as well recently.
Oh, we did. Yeah.
You were big fans of them.
We had some dude who said it was the best thing in his life ever.
I mean, that's just I feel sorry for him. But yeah, at the same time, too, I fully understand why.
I think he's wrong. I think he's wrong.
He has to be wrong.
But at the same time, I fully understand why.
Yeah.
So yeah, 2 seconds to take my point. Follow us on the social media, comment, engage with the social media. We fucking love it when we get engagement on social media. And if you think you could donate the price of a coffee or a price of a pint to the Snowcast every month, you can do on Patreon, and there's benefits to the tiers as well, and you'll see all those when you go onto the Patreon. We really appreciate all the support. So now we're going to stop, we're going to take a word from our sponsors, just so the sponsors know this podcast will be released on Monday.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, September 9th. Today's Snowcast is brought to you by Mrs. Tab's Salad Sandwiches. They are the greatest salad sandwiches on planet Earth and the moon. Visit GeraldineSaladSandwiches.ie and enter code SECRETSAUCE for no discount. Geraldine Tab is not affiliated with the IRA.
Thanks a million to Geraldine Tab Salad Sandwiches for sponsoring this week's Snowcast. Owen, you're
Lord,
a big
my
fan.
Constipation.
You're a big fan of Geraldine Tab Salad Sandwiches.
I think I've always been a fan of Geraldine Tab Sandwiches.
All of her sandwiches.
All of her sandwiches, and it's only been right that she would sponsor us for us for a week. Anyway,
prepared for giving no discount, though.
If you would like to sponsor a Snowcast episode, send us an email at thesnowcast@gmail.com. Simon, Geraldine Tab Salad Sandwiches, you highly recommend them.
They're the best I've had. Yeah, amazing.
Absolutely. Pat, you'd like a jersey and tab salad sandwich right now, I'd say. Maura, you're leaving us, fuck you. So moving on anyway, lads. Ian, we mentioned Pimp My Ride before the ad break there, the excellent ad break, and thank you again to Geraldine Tab Salad Sandwiches.ie for sponsoring the Suncast. If you were on Pimp My Ride, if you had to take over for Exhibit for one episode, can you just describe the ride that you'd pimp out?
Oh jeez, tough crowd. Shout out West Coast Customs.
Yeah,
R.I.B.
West Coast Customs, if they're interested in sponsoring the podcast.
I just think Exhibit was a bit outrageous in those episodes. Like,
hey, you'd have, be careful now. X won't give it to you.
You'd have them fucking putting fish tanks in the back of a fucking Civic or something like that. Right?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I heard your dog died in a fire, so we pimped you out with these custom flame paint jobs. Sure, outrageous, fucking outrageous. I go on the record here. Exhibit is an outrageous cunt.
That's true, yeah.
I mean, at least you're not being slanderous about him. Like, you know, you can't be sued for calling him an outrageous cunt.
He is an outrageous cunt.
Right, I'm going to give you, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give everyone a vehicle and you have to pimp it out, right? So Ian, I am giving you a 1991 Ford Fiesta.
Doesn't need to be fucking pimped out.
Right, pimp the fucking
thing. Nah, it depends on the fuck. Who's driving it? Come on, give me.
Ellen's driving it.
Alright, Ellen. We're going to give it a fucking orange paint job anyway to match her tan. We're going to put 12 inch rims to match her dilly.
Keep it going.
Ellen's a massive fan of Justin Timberlake, so it's gonna be constant shit music, man. You have two dogs, don't you? So seats are gonna be lined dog fur. Nah, I fucking, that's a tough
one. Alright, Pat, right? Maura is driving a 1965 Massey Ferguson. We want you to pimp her ride.
1965 Massey Ferguson. Jeez, man.
Again, does it need to be pimped? Possibly, yeah. Possibly, yeah. How's she going to rock up to work in her new job, like?
She's going to be speeding up the swab.
Yeah. You want to take the restrictor off?
Yeah, restrictor going to be taken off. Maybe reduce the sound from out of it.
Yeah.
Is it really as attractive as it was?
Yeah, well, first thing I'd be doing is chrome alloys.
So that isn't the tractor. The practical side of the tractor would be gone in, so...
It's Pimp My Ride, like.
Yeah, practicalities.
There's
no practicalities.
Tinted windows, so okay, yeah.
You're going to put a fish tank in the loader.
Okay.
Dispensary in the back, like.
Dry now, coming out the exhaust. No more hay fever for the farmers. Dry now, coming out the exhaust.
Dispensary
inside the
middle of it.
Yeah.
Farmers
will
be happy with that.
Like,
that's what I'm
going to do. Right, Owen.
Yeah, go on.
You're pimping a ride for Serena Williams. And you're pimping out her 2005 Toyota Yaris.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Ian's gambling isn't going so well.
Oh, okay.
Right, so sorry, Serena Williams.
2005 Toyota Yaris.
Alright, so first of all, I rammed things with a fucking million speakers, right?
Okay.
Right.
A million speakers.
Right, because that'll cause an awful racket. Yeah!
Oh, that was actually brilliant. I don't think anybody expected that.
Fair play.
That's good.
Oh, lads. Is that you're just that? That's all you're doing, isn't it? Wait, Simon. You have got. You are pimping out Roy Keane's 2004 Ford Mondeo.
And Alfie Haglin fucking spoiler on
it. Alfie Haglin says, yeah. That's a suspension.
Give me another one, I've got absolutely nothing for that.
Alright, so you're pimping out Kate and Jerry McCann's 044.
No, give me a different one, give me a different one.
Alright, so you are pimping out Des Lynam's.
No, Matt Letizia's Ford Transit.
Oh, Matt Letizia's a zero. Yeah, Matt Letizia's Ford Transit.
I'd do whatever he wanted. Whatever he wanted.
So basically, he's getting his van back, which you spread our sheets open.
Exactly. Do what you want. Do what you want, Matt. Yeah, it would be gold. Well, it would be red and white, actually. And it would have a massive nose-shaped thing on the front. And it would be really slow, but it'd be really, really good. Yeah, basically, like Matt Letizia's.
Good close control.
Oh, Ian.
Close control, exactly.
Give me a card to pimp out.
Alright, so. You have to pimp out Stevie G's Ford Ka.
Stevie G's Ford Ka. So, Stevie G's a bit of a tricky one because he was raised a Catholic but he's a Rangers manager.
So also a massive wanker.
Yeah. So his car is going to be split in half. One side is going to be green Celtic colours the whole way, and the other side is going to be Union Jack, right? Then his exhaust is going to be a massive dildo, and it's just, instead of spitting out like
what is wrong with you?
Instead of spitting out carbon emissions, it'll spit out bullshit. So like, it'll spit out like cow's manure. And we're going to put Colo Torre in the back seat. So he's just going to sit in the back seat the whole time. And, yeah, just Colo Torre sitting in the back seat.
There is no need to be upset.
And the windows are going to be tinted with the effigy. Yeah, with the effigy. Cry your eyes, mate. And
I think that's it.
Points are coming. I think that's it. To be honest with you, that's kind of shit. Like, CPG probably wouldn't even fit in the Ford car. Yeah, I changed the car in the back to yeah, yeah. And that'll be pretty much it. Oh. That's a big period of his career.
The snowcast is going to break into the American sport.
Right, so Ian, before we finish up, because we're coming to the end of the podcast now, we're going to get back to our session. Give us a rundown on your betting.
I'll give you my betting for this weekend, right?
Do. You'll probably edit this out.
We'll say you put on if you back the handicap on four American football events, you get a 12-1 accumulator. So you put on tenner, you win 130 quid. So we're going right. We're going the Los Angeles Rams -1 against Panthers. Fuck Panthers. We're going the Chiefs -3.5 against the Jags. We're going to Jets -3 against the Bills. And we're going to Chargers. Fuck the Chargers. -6.5 against the Colts.
So we previously did a betting, betting segment on the Snowcast as well. But this is the gas thing about betting on sports and us releasing tips on the Snowcast is the podcast comes out on Monday. So all the sports is finished by the time it's released. So,
but if you listen just retrospectively, you would have won 1,200 short.
Yeah. If you listen to this retrospectively, you would not have won 1,200 euro.
No, you would have won 1,200 euro if you listen to it prospectively.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Ian,
retrospectively,
thanks so many for coming on Stonecast. Your first time on, not your last time on. Parting words for the listeners for you.
Pleasure. We'll see Sissy Youngs on in October.
Ian's coming on in Sissy Youngs in October. Simon, parting words for the listeners. Thanks a million for coming on tonight, by the way.
Yeah, no worries.
Last minute notice. Last minute substitute for Mark.
Yeah, Tip Tango is not the same as the other kind.
That's Super Soaker.
It's called Super Soaker.
Oh, and parting words for the listeners.
Drink what you want. Want what you drink.
When you want.
Yeah.
I have a quote for listeners to finish.
Coffee, she loves coffee.
In order to lead Arkansas, you turn your back on the crowd.
Okay, fair enough. My part word for listeners is Mark, you're a fucking legend. Drive on, enjoy the travelling, and come back and have the points with us when you come back.
Up Kerry.
Fuck the Dubs.
Up Dingle. Fuck the rest of Kerry.
Pat, thanks for filling in when Owen went for a piece. Lads, we're going to go on a fucking absolute razz right now. This is our Saturday. Here's the mark. Clink of the glass to mark. Slán Shadiv Galair, thanks a million for tuning in. Follow us on the social media. Sign up to the Patreon if you're £2. Slán Shadiv Galair, Slán Ford.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.